Welcome to Odisha State Open University Internet Radio Program Pragyanbani. I am Dr. Sabyasachi Rath, Director, Academy for Skill Training, Recruitment and Advancement, Hyderabad, and Editor-in-Chief Marketing Guru. Welcome to the session on the fundamentals of business research and problem definition. Today, we will talk about the research, business and problem, three aspects in this session. Now, let us start with two cases. Case number one, Apple, the iPhone, started its business in 2007. However, it took for him 8 years to do business in India, that is till 2015. The reason? They were not able to understand how to penetrate the Indian market and capture the audience of 900 million cell phone subscribers. That is case number one. Case number two, Procter & Gamble's the Gillette Razor spent 3,000 hours and employed the top class engineering graduates from MIT, US, to design a razor called the Vector Razor. But it flopped in India in 2002. Now let's understand why these two things happen. These two things, the basic reason for their failure were the lack of adequate research. Now to go further, let's understand few more reasons or few more cases. Why we should do research? Because any decision you take in life, that happens only when you have got more number of alternatives. And when you got more number of alternatives, we use the term problem because we are not able to take decisions. And I think all of us know that there are problems in life, in business, in job, in relations. Now, when you look at it, some of the statements like people make, my parents don't understand me, my boss is very arrogant, my business is not doing well, or I'm confused about choosing the specialization between marketing or HR, or my parents say that you should be satisfied in doing a job, somebody advises me that your stress level should be minimum, my doctor said you should maintain your BP and sugar. What are these? Now these are basically some of the common life experience or what you call problems. Now the question is, are they really problems? Now let's understand why we call them problems, or are there any difference between problem and a word called opportunity? Now let's understand, when a company finds that market share is falling, now is it a problem or is it an opportunity? It is both. When a market share is falling, it will ultimately lead to the company's closure. But same time, if it is identified and the reason for the problem is known, then probably you have got a better opportunity there. Now, let's look at some of the opportunities like Videocon washing machine never thought that its washing machines can be used for making lassi. Now, it came to limelight only when it was found that some people in the Punjab villages used washing machine to make lassi. Now also, if you remember the 6 rupiah Coke ad where Amir Khan features, the Coke is being taken in the ad from the well of a village because this is how lassi is kept cool in the Punjab villages. These are the two reasons among many reasons which say about that an opportunity and a problem are like two sides of the same coin. Now let's look at few more cases. For example, Microsoft launched its Surface tablet. Before launching the tablet, Microsoft did a market research. What are the gaps in the area of tablets available in the market? Look, number two, Maggi Noodles wanted to launch new soup to add to the existing product line of Maggi. It did a research. What kind of flavor is more preferred among the customers? Now, Economic Times wants to compete with other TV businesses or TV business news channels. It has to conduct a news channel. What kind of content will be more accepted? Similarly, McDonald's is confronted with the problem of deciding where to locate the new outlet. Parker Pence wanted to know how the users will give opinion about introducing one of its classic pen. Pepsi wants to change its logo. Now, if you look at all these cases, they are called problems or issues to be solved, to be explored, whether they have got any business influence or business inference or business consequence. Now, these examples are enough to understand how a problem is defined or perceived. Now, problems versus opportunities and problem definition are the descriptions of how the problem is perceived. Is it a perceived as opportunity or as a problem? So, we have understood that a problem is a situation where the expectations and realities are different. So, when our expectation is more than the reality, then we perceive it as a problem. Now, let's understand the next. What are the various types of problem categories, type of problems? To understand, the first category of problem is what you name it as a static problems. Now, what is basically a static problem? Lot of static problems are based on your choice, ranking, the evaluation problems, R&D problems, research and development problems, or strategic problem, designing business strategy, or designing the important daily life problems. They are basically static problems. The second category of problems are dynamic problems. In case of dynamic problems, the problems will be happening irrespective of the environment where we are there or the distance taken. Now, here, for example, we are driving a car going from one place to another. We don't know what will happen. Dynamic problem. We are rectifying a poorly maintained telecom network. We don't know whether it will work permanently, though there is a solution being addressed. Or you are counseling a patient, doesn't mean a patient will be cured fully. Now, or you are treating a patient. Now, these are examples of dynamic problem. So, irrespective of the counseling, irrespective of the environment, the problem is bound to occur. Coming to the third category of problem called the emergent problem. So, where the problems need a decision making happens instantly and by intuitions. So, emergent problem, for example, firefighting, something urgently happens and you have to take a quick decisions. There is no planning, no help, no counseling, no guidance. You have to take decision based on the intuition. What should you do? Somebody is drowning in the river. You have to jump or leave. That's a momentary decision. So that's called emergent problem. Or critical care support. Somebody is under severe pain. Then what should do? You don't think much there because that's an emergent problem. Now, with these problem types, we come to understand that the research is basically required to address these problems, to get solutions to the problems, and find out what is the better solution to address our problem. I hope we have learnt what basically is a research, what basically is a problem, the difference between problem and opportunities. Thank you.